The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Hello, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next hour, lots of information to support your good health. And just a heads up, Dr. Slavin is out of town, so you will be listening to me, but we also have a very, very special guest on the line, and I said we might have this visitor, we might not yesterday, wasn't sure, and this morning, Al Foreman is joining us. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Janet. Nice to hear your voice again.
Nice to hear yours. And I have a range of topics that will cover kind of a lot of ground, and I'd love to hear you jump in with opinions. But before we get started with the topics of the day, I am holding up the routine that Dr. Slavin likes to maintain, and that is, what's in the news? What kind of news important to discuss or talk about with our listeners? And I have a news item that I missed yesterday, but I will fill people in. And a news item that you have a couple of weeks to jot it down in your calendar and prepare, make sure that you set aside. And what I'm talking about is Sunday, August 23rd. But yesterday, I just want to let everyone know, was World Elephant Day. And I think people have a heads up, kind of, with regard to the senseless shooting of Cecil the Lion. And maybe a greater level of awareness of what we need to do as caretakers, so to speak, of the planet to help the animals that are being slaughtered. And there are decreasing numbers of elephants in the wild in Africa today. And the literal slaughter of these elephants is heartbreaking. And as I have heard some reporters talking about the orcas in captivity and different animals that truly suffer at the hands of humans, here are the elephants. And I just want to bring awareness to our listeners that you can Google World Elephant Day and read about the elephants in trouble and learn what you can do to stop this senseless slaughter for their ivory. And the ivory trade is illegal, so the possibility of the ivory actually making money for these illegal poachers is very, very low. So that's what I missed talking about yesterday. Coming up, as I said, on Sunday, August 23rd at the War Memorial Auditorium from 10 to 6 is Animal Adoption Fair. So there's all kinds of activities inside the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale. It's all indoors, very, very pleasantly air-conditioned, and you will see ability to talk to veterinarians. There's veterinarian care available. There's a way to have microchipping of your pets. all kinds of activity, free admission, silent auction, a raffle, animals up for adoption. So the animal adoption fair is coming up on Sunday, August 23rd from 10 to 6, the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale. Very, very important to know if you're thinking about adding a family member. Come on off to the Animal Adoption Fair, Sunday, August 23rd. Okay, on my agenda, and I hope that Al's right there with me, I want to talk about GMOs. I'm looking at an article that was in the Natural Awakenings, which is the Natural Awakenings for July, and it is an interview with Jeffrey Smith, and he is the founder and executive director of the Institute for Responsible Technology. He's the author of Seeds of Deception, and he has been certainly at the forefront of educating consumers about the potential dangers of genetically engineered food, genetically modified seeds, GMOs. And I just want to mention that, unfortunately, our government has thrown food consumers, and we are all food consumers, we've been thrown under the bus by our government. And unfortunately, the negative substances that Monsanto, DuPont, Bayer, Syngenta, all of those companies, what they produce in the realm of genetically modified seeds, has been given an open door. Go ahead. Sell your seeds, sell your genetically modified food crops, and we really don't care what happens to the consumer. We don't worry about the dangers associated with the genetically modified foods. Monsanto and those giant corporations are literally given an open door. Al, I know you have an opinion about GMOs. You want to share with us?
By all means, Janet. In fact, let me just read you something that just took place just a couple of days ago. A bill was introduced Wednesday, which was 2 days ago, would put the federal government in charge of overseeing the labeling of foods with genetically modified ingredients, preventing states from enacting their own requirements to regulate the controversial ingredients. Now, we know that there are some products on the marketplace today that you find in health food stores and markets that sell organic and natural products with labels that say this product has non-GMO ingredients. And obviously, what's going to happen, or looks like it's going to happen, is the federal government would enable those states that do have these labels on these products to be taken off, where the consumer would have no idea and no introductory ability to be able to determine whether the product is safe from GMOs. My own opinion is I think it's a mistake to have our government tell us what should be in the label of an ingredient in a food product that we're putting into our bodies. And I would imagine that if there were enough people that contacted their representatives and let your voices be heard, that it's very possible this may not take place. Right now, it doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good, and it's so unfortunate. People don't necessarily understand, and I want to read the list of the most commonly found genetically modified substances in our food supply. The six major crops are soy. So unless you're purchasing organic soy products, you are consuming genetically modified soy. Corn, again, must choose organic, or at this present time, what we're able to do is look for a label, a little blue seal that says non-GMO. Cotton. And so one of the things that I tell people we need as a consumer base to stand up and purchase some hemp-based clothing, hemp-based bedding, those kinds of things, rather than cotton. And the cotton we are exposed to, we think, oh, this is pure cotton. This is so good. Well, this is coming from a genetically modified crop that is heavily sprayed with pesticides that have a wide range of detrimental effects on your health. Canola, and this is my pet peeve. I talk about canola oil all the time, and people say, well, I buy organic. And I think, well, originally the canola seeds, the rape seeds is what they are, those rape seeds are genetically modified. And so I have to say, without really in-depth investigation, I don't know how accurate it is to say that canola oil can be organic. But because I have such great suspicions about canola oil, I tell people stay away from it. There are so many other organic, high-quality oils that you can use. Canola oil is very, very low on the list of oil choices. Sugar beets and alfalfa. And again, alfalfa. You think, all right, here it, alfalfa is the king of herbs. Why is it the king of herbs? Because the roots go so very, very far down into the ground that you're able to have trace minerals and minerals and all kinds of nutrients in perfect synergy. And here's the controversy. The organic dairy producers were taken to court by the purveyors of genetically modified alfalfa seeds and forced to use the genetically modified alfalfa crop as feed for their dairy herds. Alfalfa being a wonderful nutrient-dense substance to feed our livestock. And the corporate interests have overcome the health consumer have overcome the concerns of the consumer with regard to health. And unfortunately, the organic dairy producers have been forced by the courts to use genetically modified alfalfa crops as feed for their livestock. And what people don't understand is genetic modification, it sounds very forward thinking, very high tech. When we come back, we'll talk about what the dangers are of that genetic modification. I'm Janet Cimarelli here on Natural Doc Radio with Al Foreman joining me on the phone. We'll be right back after these messages. At AMT Centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development. With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email, with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
And welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. On the phone with me, Al Foreman. Dr. Slavin is away having a very lovely short vacation. He'll be back with us on Monday. And today I'm talking a little bit about GMOs and the information that maybe the concerned food consumer needs to know about. I failed to mention in that list, after my rant about canola, I failed to mention sugar beets are one of the other huge crops that is genetically modified. And so with regard to the genetic modification in soy, soy lecithin, soy protein, high fructose corn syrup, and sugar, now not the sugar derived from cane, but sugar from sugar beets, are all in the majority of our processed food. So you knowingly or unknowingly are consuming genetically modified foods. And as I said, okay, that sounds like high tech. It sounds like it's a wonderful thing. It sounds like I want that modification. But indeed, you don't. You think about the way that this modification was achieved. A gene from a virus or a bacteria, and I'm talking about things like E. coli, Staphylococcus, the gene from those bacteria has been spliced to a gene forced into the DNA of the different plant crops, the seeds, actually. And that genetic modification makes the crop supposedly less vulnerable to usual pests, different types of flying insects, worms, different things like that, that would reduce the yield of a particular crop by allowing the plant to withstand very intense applications of Roundup. Glyphosate is the chemical in Roundup that is very much associated with a wide range of negative outcomes. First of all, colony collapse disorder, the disappearing bee colonies, that has a potential connection with glyphosate. And unfortunately, the plants are requiring higher and higher and higher applications of the Roundup in order to maintain crop yield. So what you're getting is genetic modification with unknown health consequences and very well-known negative health consequences associated with huge applications of Roundup and ultimately being exposed to that contaminant glyphosate. And we think, okay, well, the FDA must have looked at this. Not so much. Al, do you have any comments on how the FDA handles these kinds of changes in our food supply?
I do, Janet. I want to read you something. In the United States, up to 80% of packaged foods contain ingredients that have been genetically modified. 80%, according to the Grocery Manufacturers Association, which represents more than 300 food and beverage companies, which include names like Kellogg, PepsiCo, and H.J. Heinz. These are all food products that are probably, if the people open up their cabinets and look to see what kind of packaged foods are in there, you're going to find these names of these major companies that supply packaged foods to everybody in the United States today. There is another affiliate called the Grocers Group, which leads you to believe that they're in the best interest of the public. and it's the Biotechnology Industry Organization, BIO for short. And they have opposed allowing each state to write its own labeling law. They worry states could impose different requirements on farmers and food companies, saddling them with higher costs that get passed on to consumers. They also argue that mandatory labeling would suggest to the public that foods with biotech ingredients are unsafe to eat. Nearly two dozen states are working on legislation today to require genetically modified foods to be labeled. So, in essence, what I'm saying is the government is twisting and giving you a different opinion as to what they believe is best for the consumer. Well, we know, Janet, being in the industry for so many years, that GMOs are not safe for the body to eat. They haven't been proven to be safe, and in my opinion, they will never be proven to be safe unless you twist the science as to what was achieved. And this is something that everybody in the United States should be concerned about today, putting GMOs into your body, into your kids' bodies, because the more GMOs that are put into a kid when they're young, the worse it's going to become as they get older.
People
have to be aware of that.
Absolutely. And people think, okay, well, the FDA is watching out for the consumer's best interest, and not so much. There were documents that were released after the fact that showed, and they were made public because of a specific lawsuit to have these documents made public. What happened was the FDA scientists that actually truly reviewed the information, they found that GMOs were different, dangerous, needed rigorous and long-term testing to prevent allergies, toxins being introduced into your body, new diseases, and nutritional problems. And is very, very interesting because this, all of this information is kind of coming to coming into the public sphere of knowledge very much belatedly. Genetically modified foods have been in our food supply for many, many years. And tomatoes were the Flavor Saver tomato, I believe, was the first genetically modified crop introduced into our food supply. And that's been around since the early 1990s. And what's very interesting is the flavor of that tomato was so undesirable that, unfortunately, as a potential sales point to be looking for Flavor Saver tomatoes, not so popular. So here's something that's very, very interesting. So even though the FDA scientists said that there was the potential for GMOs to be dangerous and needed long-term study, how did they get into our food supply? Well, the George Bush administration ordered the FDA agency, the agency, to promote biotechnology with the focus of increasing international trade with the food crops from the United States. And so the FDA created a new position, Deputy Commissioner of Policy for Michael Taylor. And who's Michael Taylor? Oh, he's a deputy commissioner in the FDA. He's a former Monsanto attorney. And he later became a Monsanto vice president. So back and forth, and now he's back at the FDA, and his title is Food Safety Czar. How much of the safety do you think he's being concerned with? I think it's his own financial safety and the safety of Monsanto products. Al?
Well, I wanted to say that there's many consumer advocacy groups that have aggressively pushed the public's right to know what is in food. And when you hear about a major player like Monsanto in the GMO category taking staff and putting him into government, I'm not sure whether it was done cohesively between Monsanto and the government, or because he had friends in the government, or the government had friends in Monsanto. But either way, it's wrong. And I think the important point here is that the consumer know exactly what they're eating, and they have to be aware of it. And you can't get around it. No matter what they try to do, I think the people have to voice their opinions, speak up, and the best way to do it is don't buy foods that don't have a label that say non-GMO.
Very, very important. People can also be assured that they are consuming non-GMO foods is by choosing organic foods. And
exactly right.
So crucially important for supporting nutrient content, you're going to find better nutrition status by choosing organic foods, and you're going to be very well assured that you're not exposing yourself to genetically modified organisms. Scientists have linked the specific chemical that I mentioned, the glyphosate, to cancer, heart disease, diabetes, gluten sensitivity, and that's one of the things that I talk to people, I counsel all the time. Gluten sensitivity, you think, oh, it's this wheat that's getting to me. No, it is most likely the genetic modifications in the wheat seed that has yielded a crop that is supportive, unfortunately, of a incorrect inflammatory response on the part of your body. Diabetes. Diabetes is a literal epidemic around the world. And to say that the glyphosate may be a contributing factor to the development of diabetes in sensitive individuals, that's stunning. Also linked to exposure to glyphosate, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, depression, autism, and reproductive disorders. The World Health Organization declared glyphosate a probable carcinogen. So we have very reputable scientists who are providing their knowledge and giving us the information that these genetically modified organisms in our foods are significantly detrimental to our good health. You think about, in the past 20 years, literally the explosion of diabetes, the explosion of Alzheimer's, the explosion of the diagnosis of autism. How many fertility clinics do we see across the country? Every town now has a fertility clinic. And when you think about 20 years of potential exposure, unknowingly, for the most part, to glyphosate, kind of an explanation there. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Al Foreman, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Welcome back. And for any of you listeners out there who are interested in finding out a little bit more about that music that comes on at the beginning of the show and before and after our breaks, you can visit music.com. AOL.com. So there is, that's an email address. You can leave your email address and ask a question. You can find out about the CDs that are available that these little snips of music come from. And so it is originally, it's original music, and my friend who did the composing of that music is also playing the music. So beautiful, soothing, calming, excellent for meditation, just really nice background. And over the years, I have had some of it on a CD that I did, and people talk about going to sleep to that music. It helps them get to sleep. So music, 9780. At AOL.com to find out more about that music. I want to give our listeners a website that you can access so that you can find out about how to shop so that you can avoid the genetic modified foods. Okay, so non-GMOshoppingguide.com. Very easy. non-GMOshoppingguide.com. You can also go to OCA.org. That's Organic Consumers Association, OCA.org. They will give you updates on legislative bills moving through our government offices and the status and what you can do to short-circuit approval of certain things. Unfortunately, we are too late with regard to Monsanto. They very, very recently passed a bill that would allow Monsanto to have their genetically modified seeds enter into the food supply and deny the consumers the right to know. And Organic Consumers Association has been talking about the Dark Act and or the Monsanto Protection Act. And the Dark Act is deny Americans the right to know. And we can change the situation. We're not necessarily beholden to the government to protect us. We have the information we need to protect ourselves. How do we do that? Well, we find out about what genetically modified foods are out there and don't buy them. So you don't want to buy zucchini, yellow squash, or papaya. Genetically modified. Very important to understand that unless you are choosing organic meats and dairy products and poultry products and egg products, you are exposing yourself to genetically modified organisms because the feed given to that livestock is genetically modified feed. So to the best of your ability, shop around, be aware, choose organic particularly. And what was the big deal with regard to the zucchini crop? I want to know. I've grown zucchini in my garden. And I know that at the end of the growing season, you have so much zucchini, you are giving armloads of zucchini squash away to everyone who will take it from you. And sometimes people will start avoiding you because they've had enough zucchini. So why did we have to genetically modify the zucchini seed? That's crazy. Al, I know that you have some comments to share.
I certainly do, Janet. And I think it was important the fact that you stressed all the illnesses that can be derived from eating GMO ingredients. And there's such a wide variety today of GMO ingredients that it's very difficult for people to grasp what it is that they're eating, because there are so many packaged foods that they shop for, they don't realize what they're putting into their body. And as you pointed out, the best way to overcome that is just buy organic foods. if you stick with organic foods wherever possible, you can never go wrong. And I have one question based upon this GMO issue, Janet. Would you venture to say that the majority of people that come in to see you for counseling, would you say that digestion is the number one issue?
Well, I can't necessarily say it was the number one issue, but it is in the top five for sure. And unfortunately, you can't understand where is all of this digestive disturbance coming from. And you're right on target, Al, by saying a contributing factor to it is consuming genetically modified foods.
Well, I know over the years the amount of probiotics and the amount of prebiotics have grown dramatically in health food stores over the last 5 years. The amount of products that are available today, even if you look on TV, you see the commercials for Activia, for the yogurt that's going to help the body overcome digestive disorders. And not one of my favorite products, but it gives people an idea that there is a problem and the way to solve it is by using a probiotic. Digestion today is the foundation of any good program. You have to have the ability to digest what you're putting into your body and utilize it in your body to prevent disease. And it starts with the stomach, with digestion, with the whole area that's involved with the stomach, because you have so many trillions of cells in your digestive tract that needs to be solidified. And you can do that with the proper supplementation. And I think that's where you help, Janet, because there are so many different products for people to use. They may be flabbergasted to choose which is the right one for them.
And that's certainly where I come in. I tell people during a counseling session, if you have not achieved the goals that you had in mind when you began your supplement program, consider sitting down with me and we will get the right substances to correct the issues that you're dealing with. It's a very, very important point. And I just want to let everyone know that in the works are some products to reduce inflammation, to enhance antioxidant status, and enhance digestive efficiency. And so you need to stay tuned to Natural Doc Radio, because in the coming few weeks, I'll be able to share much more information about that. But this discussion, the need for the probiotics, the need for correcting an inflammatory response that creates ultimately literally a disease state within your body, very, very important to understand that you can correct this. You can correct it with the proper food choices. You can correct it with the proper supplementation. So when our digestive tracts are no longer functioning correctly, no longer functioning normally, what we need to do is support antioxidant status, support anti-inflammatory response, all kinds of very, very important information that people will get. And as with the canola, so much is written and it's kind of marketing advertising material that canola is organic, canola is safe, canola is desirable. The truth of the matter is you need to learn what is safe and what is not. I do have a list, and this is from, as I mentioned, the Natural Awakenings. And I should say, the Natural Awakenings Broward edition does have an advertisement in the August issue for AMT Centers. So our sponsor, AMT Centers, where you can go for so many different lab tests that give you in-depth information about dysfunction that's developing. You might not necessarily even have a symptom yet, but you have this dysfunction that is developing. You can uncover that dysfunction with some of the very well thought out tests at AMT centers, things like doctor's data. You get all kinds of beneficial insight into how your digestive system is working. SpectraCell to give you functional nutrient information, how vitamin D is working in your body, the cellular activity that is being supported with different nutrients. You get that information from you get that information from SpectraCell. Then there's Syngenta. There are a very nice long list of tests that you can get at AMT centers. And as I mentioned, in the August issue, you can find out a little bit more about it at the advertisement that is in the August issue of Natural Awakenings. Okay, I do want to say...
I'm understanding you correctly then, Janet. In addition to people coming to see you that may have symptoms of poor digestion, they can go to AMT, run these different types of blood tests, and the blood tests will show a symptom that they may not be experiencing for 6 months or a year.
Absolutely. Yep. And in addition, if they would like to review their blood test results with me, they can make an appointment at AMT centers just to line by line go down their test results, and I will give them the information either supplementally or dietarily that they need to correct the situation. Then, 3 or 4 months down the road, they can retest and evaluate their progress. And so very helpful for avoiding unpleasant symptoms and for maintaining your anti-aging program. So important, so helpful. And I should mention, the AMT Centers does have insurance coverage for a wide range of these different tests, so you can ask your doctor for information for a prescription for the test, and then your insurance is going to cover the test. Some of the tests are out of pocket expenditure, and you know, with a discussion with your physician, you can decide maybe this particular test will really give me insight into something that is a familial weakness that I might have or an unusual symptom that I might have. But such a wide range of tests, far beyond the basic tests that typically you're seeing with your CBC and so on. Okay, I gave you non-GMO shopping guide, and this is information that is in the Natural Awakenings publication for July. Here's a little quote from Ziggy Marley. And if you're a shopper in health food stores, you've seen some of Ziggy Marley's products. And here's what he has to say about GMO foods. The long-term study of GMO foods is going on in real time, in your real life, not in a lab. So you are part of a very important health experiment if you're consuming GMO foods. It's such an important issue for consumers that Chipotle, that menu is GMO-free. Post Foods Grape Nuts eliminated GMO wheat, GMO components. And Target has eliminated GMOs in their Simply Balanced brand. Ben and Jerry's ice cream, very much at the forefront of supporting good, healthy choices. Ben and Jerry's ice cream, no GMOs. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. With me today, joining me by phone, Al Foreman of Al Foreman is with me on the radio. We'll be right back right after this. Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Welcome back, and a little apology for the slip up that just before the break, I and I'm getting some frowns. And what was it? No, you were so smooth. No problem. No, unfortunately, I should have my cell phone in another room when I'm doing the radio show. But anyhow, we are talking today about GMOs and the contributing components in the GMOs, mainly glyphosate, that are linked to the development of specific diseases. Monsanto has said that Roundup is not a problem situation of being applied to crops. Au contraire, and I tell people, it's really, really important that you shop at Lowe's, because Lowe's has decided to stop selling Roundup. Roundup is a very dangerous pesticide, more dangerous than DDT. And certainly people who understand the incredibly long-term, far-reaching environmental aspects of our mindless application of DDT years ago, and the disease associated with being exposed to that pesticide, the environmental effects of being exposed to that pesticide. Well, go to Lowe's and support Lowe's and tell them you are very, very grateful that they stopped selling Roundup. And if you are shopping in Home Depot, please stop at their customer service desk and tell them, please stop selling Roundup. Don't sell it. It's a bad pesticide. A pesticide that contains an ingredient, glyphosate, that's associated with the development of many diseases and disorders, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, gluten intolerance, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, depression, autism, and reproductive disorders. And as I said, the World Health Organization said it is a probable carcinogen. I talked just before the break a little bit about a fertility clinic in every town. Do you think that maybe our environment, our exposure to chemicals, might have a little bit to do with this explosion of the need to visit a fertility clinic, that there is such dysfunction with regard to reproduction? There's such...
You're being a detective now.
Say that again, Al.
You're being a detective now.
Aha.
You hit upon something.
So, very, very important. Please listen to this. Okay, I'm going to move on just for a few minutes remaining on the show today, and I'm going to take on a little bit of a discussion with regard to fats. And, Al, it'll be interesting to hear where your thoughts lie in this discussion. I'm talking about saturated fat. We have been told to move away from fat products in our foods. And what is the outcome of that? You need fat in your brain. Your brain's primarily fatty tissue. What am I talking about? High quality fat. And I'm including saturated fat. For years, we were told to stay away from coconut oil. And the truth of the matter is, coconut oil is full of a wide range of different substances that are so beneficial for your health. Antiviral components, lauric acid, and the kinds of fats that are going to allow your liver to function, allow your hormones to function. So not necessarily that you need to stay away from saturated fat. You want high quality fats. Coconut oil is one of those choices. So instead of having a diet very, very high in carbs to keep you satisfied, and that's what you find in low fat products. The low fat products have replaced the fat content with a carbohydrate content, along with a wide range of other issues that carbohydrate content is responsible for. Changes in your glycohemoglobin number, changes in your blood sugar number, changes in your triglyceride number, and those carbohydrates don't necessarily support brain function, don't necessarily support energy very well. You need a certain amount of fat to maintain a healthy, healthy metabolism, healthy function of so many different systems of your body. Al, do you have a comment on that?
I certainly do, Janet. My first choice for protein fat is in fish. I love fish, and I can eat fish 7 days a week. I may have meat once or twice a month, and I do like dairy. But again, we're talking about organic, and I think that's the key point in understanding the benefits of fats. When people were told to get away from fats, they went to carbohydrates, they put on weight. The obesity epidemic today is outrageous in our country. And it's all due to the fact that people went to carbohydrates and eliminated fat. Saturated fat, good saturated fat, will burn fat. Fat burns fat. And if people can understand that, they can benefit to help themselves lose weight. And I think that's a key part of what you're trying to say, Janet, that in addition to the brain, the whole body needs fat, but the brain is a big portion of what the body consumes in the way of fat. So you have to treat it, and you have to treat it well. And the way to do that is by putting in the body good saturated fats, as you pointed out, coconut oil, very good. Avocado, another very good one. All types of fatty fishes are all beneficial. And if you cook with the proper oils, I think that also is a benefit, eliminating what you had said about the oil that is not good for you, Janet.
Absolutely.
I think the key oil, in my opinion, is olive oil.
Absolutely.
If you can use olive oil and coconut oil, you're doing yourself a big favor.
Used around the Mediterranean for centuries, and we have very often spoken on the radio and at different seminars and conversations about the quality and benefits of a Mediterranean-type diet. When I talk to people that have said that they've eliminated beef, I tell them, if you choose grass-grazed organic beef, the essential fatty acids found in that animal food is similar to fish. So salmon, sardines, those are really good choices for high quality fats that are going to support your immune system, support your liver, support your brain, support your digestive system. And so a caution with regard to choosing salmon. You need to know very specifically to avoid farm-raised salmon. There are lots of articles on the internet about frankenfish, and what you want to look for is wild caught, sustainably harvested, as I said, wild Alaskan salmon. That's a very, very good choice. And grass grazed, organically raised beef. Two sources of very high quality fatty acids. Good for so many different functions within your body. Reducing an incorrect inflammatory response. And when we talk about the different diseases that so many Americans are dealing with, those diseases, heart disease, diabetes, that's inflammatory response that is incorrect. And I am running out of time here on Natural Doc Radio. I've been joined this morning by phone by Al Foreman, and coming back on Monday, we will have Dr. Herb Slavin. And my guess is he is listening to this show on iHeartRadio or on www.radio.com. You can listen live anywhere in the world. Isn't that a fabulous technological feat? And so on Monday, we welcome Dr. Herb Slavin back. Al Foreman, thanks so much for joining me, taking time out of your day.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
I'll be listening on Monday.
All right. Fabulous. And to all of our listeners, thanks for tuning in. Be back on Monday, 10 a.m. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.